Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello there, BTN listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday. Yeah, sorry, we skipped over Monday's installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. My apologies, I completely forgot Monday was a holiday. And speaking of Monday, for all of our U.S. listeners out there, just want to say to all of our servicemen and women out there that have served or are serving right now, it's because of you that I get to do a show like this. So thank you very much for your service. Also, I hope everybody had a great bank holiday in the U.K. It's time to get on with the week. Shall we do it? All right. It's the 31st. Yes, the last day of May, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in around 5 minutes. Could this really be happening? Xbox One streaming to Windows 10 Mobile? Really? Well, at least according to a Reddit user, if this is anything to go by. Apparently, the Xbox beta app from the latest Fast Ring Insider preview build includes a reference from streaming games from an Xbox One to a mobile device. Now, the Reddit user, by the way, goes under the name Eric5949, so hey, Eric, if you're lying, we all know who you are now. Notice a little thing on there called Play from Console. Now, no, Microsoft hasn't said anything about this feature yet. Of course, I guess it would make sense. With PC console streaming already available, the next logical shot would be the mobile. That is, if your mobile can keep up. We'll keep our eye on this one. Well, if you're listening to us in Iran today, thank you very much for your effort. I don't know how you got the show, but thank you very much. So this one kind of goes out to you guys there. The Iran Supreme Council of Cyberspace, yes, there is such a thing over there, has ordered foreign messaging apps to store data within its borders. That's right, government wants to spy on you. The Iran government saying these are based on the guidelines and the concerns of their supreme leader, who I'm not even going to try and pronounce his name. The statement from the Supreme Council of Cyberspace goes a little something like this. Foreign messaging companies active in the country are required to transfer all data and activity linked to Iranian citizens into the country in order to ensure their continued activity. All right, let me give you the short version. Better do what we say or you're gone. Now, this might actually have a lot to do with a little app called Telegram. Yeah, that app has been used for encrypted messaging that has gained popularity amongst the Iranian people. Yeah, so pretty much the government couldn't see what's going on. But now with this new law, that's gonna have to disappear. Ah, robots for the home. What used to be a cool 80s nostalgic thing, well, that's becoming to play true now. Thanks to the Asus Zimbo, which actually looks like a robot that could play an 8-track tape. But anyways, the Zimbo is supposed to be a robot that's aimed towards seniors and kids. Although, let me be honest, I must be a kid at heart because I want the thing. Now, the Zimbo was actually showed off at the Computex yesterday, and the robot's actually supposed to be a smart home manager. Also, it could be a security guard, which, good luck with that one. They also said a hands-free kitchen assistant. Okay, yeah, because it doesn't have any hands, just so you know. And also the family photographer, which you could do with your cell phone, but why not have a robot do it? Also, for $600, yes, it costs $599, by the way, the robot can sing you songs, it can dance to music, and tell you stories. So yeah, it's everything Siri should have been. Come on, Apple. And finally, you one of those paranoid people out there who've been on your phone, your cell phone in particular, all day long thinking, am I going to get cancer? Well, according to a researcher at the American Medical School, who actually exposed pregnant rats, yes, pregnant rats, to a whole body of a CDMA and a GSM-modulated radio frequency radiation for about 9 hours a day for 7 days a week. And guess what? The results showed no effect. They were fine. Even little rat babies were fine, too. But of course, as with any study, this has to continue. Didn't you? They even actually said that not enough animals were used to allow the researchers to have a good chance of detecting a risk of the radio frequency radiation. So, yes, you guessed it, we're gonna have to get more rats. Don't worry, you already got some that are pregnant. It won't be long. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. The BTN website, go on over there, check out all the BTN shows, among other things. Got a blog and everything else going on over there. Just get on over there, BritishTechNetwork.com. You can follow the BTN Network on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And you can get hanging out in our Slack room with all the great BTN community. That's at BritishTech.slack.com. We'd love for you to come on in and join us. As for the news show, well, yes, of course, we will be back for your hump day installment. Yes, your Wednesday edition. Yeah, new month too. Can you believe it? We'll be getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, get your Tuesday rocking and rolling. And thank you very much for listening.